Nearly half of women over 40 have what doctors consider dense breast tissue. Few of those women are told, though, what that means or what they should do. NPR's Yuki Noguchi says that's about to change.
The breast is made up of things like glands and fibrous tissue. The more of that, as opposed to fat, in the breast, the denser it is, and the higher the risk of developing cancer.
We know through research that women with dense breasts are 4 to 5 times more likely to get breast cancer than women without dense breasts.
Molly Guthrie is a policy advocate at the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. She says not only does it make developing tumors more likely, denser tissue also makes it hard to detect tumors on those black and white mammogram images. Someone with risk factors in addition to dense breasts may therefore benefit from additional ultrasound or MRI screening. That's why understanding breast density is important, yet few women do. And for the past decade, Guthrie has been campaigning for breast density to be both included and better explained on all mammograms. As of this week, that will be required by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. Over 35 states and the District of Columbia already require some kind of assessment of breast density, but Guthrie says often those reports came with confusing information or none at all.
It would say you have dense breasts, but nothing else. And so they had no idea what to do, what it meant for them, and just create a lot of confusion and anxiety.
The new rules are designed to simplify the language, to explain what breast density means, and to give clearer guidance. It will, for example, identify 4 levels of breast density with a uniform explanation of the risks associated with each one. They will say things like, quote, in some people with dense tissue, other imaging tests in addition to a mammogram may help find cancers. Guthrie says she hopes patients will then discuss with their doctors whether an MRI might be recommended, for example. She says one of the concerns is that, if it is, many patients will face out-of-pocket costs, and that might turn patients off.
If you require, because of your individual risk, a different screening modality like an ultrasound or an MRI, you're forced to pay out-of-pocket to get that testing done.
That, she says, is the next necessary policy change. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.